This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Why do I get such pleasure in pointing out times where TX's a bad husband?
Because it's rare.
Is it rare?
Yeah.
Or is it often and his wife just loves him so much that she allows it?
I think it's rare, honestly.
I think it's, yeah. I'm with Aaron on this one.
There's an AITA, am I the a-hole, going around where a husband bought his wife of how many years? 17 years?
17, yep.
It was her 50th birthday, too.
Okay, that stings a little bit. I didn't read that part.
Yep.
So it's a milestone birthday? Yeah. You guys believe in those, though?
No.
Like, you don't?
No.
Aaron's about to turn 3-0 and she doesn't care.
Yeah, my brother-in-law literally this morning was like, You wanna do anything for your birthday? And I was like, I'll probably just make a cake at home. Like, that's
you'll
fine.
Make a cake.
Yeah, because I like it.
You're gonna make your own cake.
I like doing that.
Not
a gluten-free funfetti. Yeah. No, I love like decorating cakes.
If that genuinely makes you happy, but like,
yeah,
you don't want anybody to do anything for you.
I just don't care
about any birthday.
Yeah.
Or is this
you're gonna be 30, Aaron?
Yeah. Cool, it's another day.
No,
I don't know.
I am that guy.
I love celebrating other people, but for me, I don't know.
But are you like me?
Oh. No, I'm not like, don't get me anything. Where's my surprise party? No.
I am that guy.
You are.
I don't want anybody to do anything. I don't want you to do anything.
You threw the biggest fit. It was your 25th anniversary at Alice.
That one made me mad because I watched them do confetti for people. Oh my God, you've worked here 8 years. They decorate their door. Yeah. They're just like, baby, there's a marching band. Mm-hmm. There's what's the thing on Severance? The...
Oh,
fun
yeah.
And what did they have?
The choreographed the choreographed and merriment team or whatever.
They do it. And it's like, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm about to be working here 25 years. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see what happens. What kind of, if they did confetti for 8 years, there's going to be hookers and blow and like, what in the world are they going to do to celebrate me? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
Literal negative nothing.
Like nothing. And then I came on the air and lost my poop.
You did, yeah.
And they had the nerve to then, I still have it in my bag, I think. I don't think, did I give it to one of you?
No, you didn't.
No.
I found Intercom Gold Watch. Intercom is the name of the old company before. Intercom is like a name of a company from Office Space.
Mm-hmm.
And we changed it to Odyssey, spelled wrong. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you want to learn how to spell it, go to the Apple Store, to the App Store, and download the Odyssey app. You can
find him complaining about his
25th year. Yeah, my 20th anniversary would have been May of...
Was it 20 or 25th?
25th, yeah.
Okay.
May of
23, I think. What? 22, 23.
Something like that.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, go find that show on the Odyssey app.
It was such a big deal. It's hard to forget.
Anyway, but I will say this. I don't want a party for my birthday. But if you don't do anything, that hurts. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You got to do something, but you can't. Oh my God. This isn't about me. We're supposed to be doing the AITA, but it's like, I don't know the right answer. If you just go, happy birthday, it's like, no, I don't know what I want.
You want to be celebrated, but you don't want to ask to be celebrated.
But I don't want it to be, I don't want it big. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What do you want?
I don't know. What do you want?
I don't want anything.
Our birthdays are close.
I don't mean that.
You don't mean that. You're a girl and you're lying.
I'm not.
You're lying. She's lying. Help me, bad husband.
Hey, no way.
Yeah, like, no, she wants something.
I helped you earlier. I'm not
She
lying.
Wants something.
I don't.
Yes, you do, Aaron.
I want is to travel somewhere with friends, but I know that that's not going to happen, so we'll do that later. So right now, it's fine.
So you want literally 303-222-5423. Did we do this already, and did anybody suggest anything? Aaron
yeah,
says
Smarty
she doesn't
Marty
want anything.
Reached out and gave...
Smarty Marty wants to do what?
Was it was he... like karaoke, I think. Mm. Well, that's... it's not your birthday.
Do you want to do karaoke?
I've never done it.
What?
I don't...
Can you sing?
Yeah.
Can you sing?
You've heard me.
I've heard you in here, but...
Yeah.
And when you shower...
Okay.
Normally this is where HR busts through going with the merriment and choreography. No, I want to do something for your birthday. Please text in to 303-222-5423. Text what we should do for Aaron's birthday.
We're supposed to be talking about
and sort of, by the way, when you're texting, just know that I want them to be for my birthday too.
Mm. Yeah, because your birthday's coming up. It's before mine.
Barely.
Yeah.
We could combine. Just so.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the question. This woman's turning 50, and we just established for 22 minutes that milestone birthdays either do or they don't matter. We don't know. He got her a vacuum.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And people are like, jerk move.
Yeah, they've been married 17 years. It's her big 50th birthday, and that's all he did is got her a vacuum.
And TX, like, this is where I'm celebrating him being a bad husband. He's like, that's a dope present. That's
yeah,
great.
Absolutely. If you're an adult of a brand new vacuum, it's like it's a big deal. It's a big purchase. I got a vacuum for Father's Day one year. I got a shop vac. It was awesome. I use it to this day. It was great. I didn't go on Reddit and complain
Father's
about
Day.
It.
Like, thank you for bucking the trend of males who are just deadbeats. Thank you for being a great dad, a great mentor, a great husband. Thank you for being the strong, positive male influence in our children's lives. Please vacuum the garage.
Yeah,
that's a good present.
What would be a better present? I mean, I'm an adult. If I want something, I'll buy it. I'll get it on sale. I'll find a way to get it.
Vacuums can be very expensive. So if someone were to buy me,
so it's just about
if
price.
If someone were to get me the Dyson vacuum, the handheld one,
not that good.
No, I like them.
The Dyson Slim,
they're nice.
There's a pile of them in my backyard. They stop working pretty quick.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I wouldn't
the
know.
The Shark one's just as good.
So you okay, bury so them, that would it's be like fine. A vacuum
just
cemetery.
The wireless hand. If someone were to buy me the wireless hand vacuum, doesn't matter what brand.
For your birthday. For your 30th birthday.
That'd be dope. But I also understand 17 years being married to someone. She said they didn't even like go to dinner. Like, that's kind of important. You have to do that.
So you have to do something and the present. So
I agree, yeah.
So he is still an a-hole because he didn't do enough, but he's not an a-hole for the vacuum.
Correct.
Yeah, I think this woman hurts her case by saying, we've been married 17 years. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just past the point. It's like, yeah, you're married 17 years. What else did he
but
buy
T-Hack,
you? What
you
else?
You do a great job at making sure that you have love for AHAC every single day and it stays fresh and rejuvenated. So I hate hearing that 17 years I'm giving up. Here's a vacuum. Like, that's...
No, I'm just saying, it goes both ways. It's like, it's not about the presents anymore. We've been together 17 years. I love you more than anything in this world. What do I need you to get me something for?
Is what to me, it's just a vacuum.
Like, my love is not based on the gift you give me. We've been married 17 years. We have two kids together. We have a home and a life and a family. Like, it doesn't matter. You don't have to give me anything.
But that's not
so. That's where you would value. That's where you would value the dinner more because it's the time together.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Then just don't do the vacuum. I would just say.
But the vacuum's cool. It is expensive.
It is cool.
I use
it for on a Tuesday. It's just at this moment where like. Do you understand everything I just did to you about you're a nurturing father and you're a great person and I love that you're in my life. Here's a cleaning thing. It's bad. I think you can,
but
you
did
gotta
you,
separate
hold on.
The two things. You gotta like.
T-Hack, did you want to shop vac?
I'd mentioned it. Yeah.
So she listened and got him something he wanted.
Yeah.
Not that day.
It's fine. It was a gift that he wanted.
Yeah, it's fine. What is a better gift? There's nothing I want. Like that's the thing. It's hard to give gifts. I think when you're the longer you're married, because it's like, what if you want something, get it. You want this first? Do you like this? Get it. You know, like why do I have to pick it out for you?
I'm just saying. I've dropped hints for years in relationships. I've been married. I've been like three way would be nice. Three way would be great. Nobody gets me a three way. I got 17 shop vacs.
You're not using them right.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.